Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We'll begin Zayin Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. V'chihad Amar Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. We learned previously that the Karmelis, the height of the Karmelis is only till 10 Tvachim. Above 10 Tvachim, it is not considered to be the airspace of the Karmelis. Like we find that Shmuel says, Rav Yehuda Shinin, a sharp one, loy tehavu b'mila d'shamsa l'mala miyud. In Halacha Shabbos, it doesn't, there is no halach, it does not exist higher than 10. So l'may helcha, so regarding what did he say that the helcha Shabbos are not relevant higher than 10? Ilema de'in Rishu Sayachid l'mala miyud, if it means to say that Rishu Sayachid, the above 10 from the ground, is not considered a Rishu Sayachid, that can't be. If a person stuck a pole in a Rishu Sayochid, so let's say he had a chatzir, was fenced in, he put a pole, and he threw an object and it landed on the pole. So he threw an object from the Rishu Sarabim and it landed on the pole. Even if the pole is 100 amas high, he's chayav. So you see that the Rishus Hayachid is oila the rakia. There's no limitation of 10 tvachim. Even if it's 100 amas high, he threw something from the street and it landed on this pole, it's considered throwing from the Rishus Harabim to the Rishus Hayachid. Rashi brings out the point over here, this pole, even though we say that it's the airspace of Rishu Sayachid, but don't you need a hanocha on a place that's dalet al dalet? And Rashi says that he holds Rav Chista that, like the Mandamer, that you don't need a hanocha on a mokum dalet al dalet, as we'll see further on in the Gemara, this Mandamer that you do not need dalet al dalet. So, but I'll call upon him the Rishus HaYochid. There's no limitation of 10 Tfachim. It's Oila Adlarakia. So, V'nachav, we'll go Me'amachayav Mipneish Rishus HaYochid Oila Adlarakia. So, that can't be what he means when he said that the halachs of Shabbos are not relevant higher than 10. Ella, what he means, El Dein Rishus HaRabim L'malam Meyud. Perhaps you'll tell me what he means is that the Rishus HaRabim, the space, the airspace above 10 is not considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. That airspace is considered to be a Mokum Patur. That the Rishus HaRabim only goes to a height of 10 Tvachim and not beyond. So it can't be what he means, Gemara says, because Masnisan is enough in the Mishnah. Disnan, Hazarik Dalet Amas Bekoisel. If a person threw Dalet Amas, he took a sticky object, let's say he took a Dvela Shemena, that fig that's sticking, he threw it against the wall. So he threw a dalet amas. He's in the street and he throws dalet amas. Now for carrying or throwing dalet amas in the Rishus HaRabim, you're chayv. So he was standing dalet amas away. He threw it and it landed, it stuck to the wall. So now it's stuck to the wall. It's in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim and it's landed. It's muna, stuck to the wall. So lemalam yutfach v'zorik ba'avir. If he threw it higher than 10, that's not considered as being part of the Rishus HaRabim. That's just suspended in the air. And there's no chiyuv. Lematam yutvachim, but if it's below yutvachim, kizorik ba'aretz. It's considered like he threw it on the ground. It's in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, and it's now stuck to the wall, so it's considered munach. And therefore he's chayav for throwing dalet amas in Rishus HaRabim. But I'll call upon it's an open mishnah that Rishus HaRabim does not extend higher than 10 tvachim. Ella, what did he mean to say that loy tehav l'mala miyud? Ella karmelis. In karmelis l'mala miyud. He meant to say that in a karmelis that it does not go extend higher than 10 tvachim. In the hair space above 10 tvachim is not considered in a karmelis, it's considered a mokum patur. V'akila barabbanim ikula rishus hayachid in a karmelis, since a karmelis is a rishus darabbanim and it's on the nisr darabbanim, they were makel, they gave it the kulas of rishus hayachid and rishus harabim. It has the coolest, the leniencies of Rishus Yachad, the Ikamokam Arbo, who Dava Karmelis. The Karmelis can only be if it has a dimension of 4x4, a width and a length. The Eloi, Makam Patur Balmo, and if not, it's not considered a Karmelis, it's a Makam Patur. Mikula Rishus Rabim, the Ad Yotvachim, it's a Kula Rishus Rabim, even though Rishus Yachid is Oilad Rakia, but Rishus Rabim is not. Rishus Rabim only extends to a height of 10, and they gave that same Kula to a Carmelis. Mikula Rishus Rabim, the Ad Yotvachim, Huda Havi Carmelis, Lamalam Yotvachim, Loi Havi Carmelis. The airspace above 10 is not considered the airspace of a Carmelis. Gufa, Amar of Giralam Arab. So Rav Gidol said in the Ruchi Bar Yosef, the name of Rav, Ba'ish Ein Teich Hayud, if you have a house where the walls are not 10 tefachim high, V'kiru Meshlim L'Yud, but the thickness of the roof is Mashlim to Yud, so meaning on the rooftop is a height of 10 or more from the ground. The interior of the house, the walls are not 10 high. So the interiors do not have walls which are 10 high. So the interior of the house is not a Rishus Yachid. But on the rooftop, the roof, because of the thickness of the wall, is 10 or more off the ground. So that is a Rishus Yachid. So my shein tzeicha yud v'kiru mashlim liyud al gaga imutal etaratal bekula, you can be metaltal on the whole rooftop, because in Rishus Yachid, that's a Rishus Yachid. In Rishus Yachid, there's no limitation in caring. There's no issur of caring within a Rishus Yachid. B'soichai, but the interior is not considered a Rishus Yachid. It's a Carmelis and metaltal b'ayala b'dala amas. And therefore, you have the issur, just like in Rishus Rabim, you cannot carry or throw Dalet Amos or more in the Rishus HaRabim, so too in the Carmelis. The interior of the house is considered a Carmelis, not a Rishus HaYachid, because it doesn't have walls which are 10 high. Omar Abaye, however, v'im chokek boi dalet al dalet v'yishlim liyud, mutar l'kalt b'seichai. However, if he carved out in the middle of the house a square, and it's dalet al dalet, and an amma deep, or tefach deep rather, if it's dalet al dalet and a tefach deep, so now you have an indentation in the floor, an area which does have 10 high. You have the walls of the house, they are only 9. Walls are only 9 tefachim high. But you carved out in the middle of the on the floor an area which is at least 4x4 with a depth of a tefach. So now when you combine the walls of this hole, of this area that's cut out, that's a tefach. You combine it with the height of the walls, you have now 10 tefachim. So that pit or that carved out, dug out portion in the house has a din Rishus HaYachid. Now, by extension, we say once you have a Rishus HaYachid and you have an area that's connected to it and used as part of the Rishus HaYachid, it becomes subordinate to the Rishus HaYachid. It also has a din of a Rishus HaYachid. So even though you only have a small area which has the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid, it's only the interior that's cut out, that you have that square that has a depth of 10, because they have 1 high from the carved out and you have 9 from the walls, and it's at least 4x4. Even though they have only that one area that has the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid, the entire house will now become Rishus HaYachid, because the area which is around it can be used, is used by that area, by the area that's deep, and it's considered Chayrei Rishus HaYachid, which has a din of Rishus HaYachid. So Omer Abai v'imchakak boi dalet al dalet v'shlim liyud, so even that cutout portion, now it has a depth of 10. Mutar l'taltal b'kulay, you can taltal in the entire house. My time, d'havi chay Rishus HaYachid, b'kul Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid d'ami, that has a din of Rishus HaYachid. Itmar chay Rishus HaYachid, if you have a hole, literally, you have, let's say, a wall, and you have a hole in the wall, so you have the Rishus HaYachid, you have the hole, and people can store things. It's like a cubby. It can store things in the wall. Rishus HaYachid dami. It has a din of Rishus HaYachid, even though the hole itself does not have the dimension of a Rishus HaYachid. But it's an appendage to the Rishus HaYachid. It's used by the people living there. So therefore, it's like a cubby. It's an air storage area. It's used. It has a din of the Rishus HaYachid, even though the dimensions of the hole do not meet the requirements of Rishus HaYachid, but it's considered part and parcel of the Rishus HaYachid. Chor Rishus HaRabim, let's say you have in the Rishus HaRabim, let's say you have a hole. So let's say you have the street, you have a thoroughfare, you have the walls lining the street. There's a hole in the wall that people can sometimes, passerbys can sometimes use that area, and they sometimes do use that area. What about Chor Rishus HaRabim? So, he says it also has a din of Rishus HaRabim. It's also considered subordinate to the Rishus HaRabim, and it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. So, if somebody takes something from the house and puts it in that hole, he'd be chayv. Rav Amar Lav Rishus HaRabim. He says, no, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. You say it is. So we said the case previously that they said that when it says Carmelis, what is that specific case of Carmelis that the Tana is referring to? Is that if you have in the Rishus HaRabim that walls of the house is lining the Rishus HaRabim, and you have an area where a house is indented, so therefore you have on the street, you have the row of how, but there's an area the house is pulled back, it's pulled back, so the street, the people walking can now come into this, to this sort of cul-de-sac, they can come in and around and out. So it is used by the rabbin, but it's not used easily and not used regularly. For overflow of traffic, they can come in and come into this indentation. That has a din of a Carmelis. Now, if you're telling me that Choyri Rishus HaRabim, the area next to the Rishus HaRabim, that's used some by the Rishus HaRabim, that's an appendage to the Rishus HaRabim, is Rishus HaRabim, why should that house that's indented, the Rabim sometimes overflow and go into that area, why is it a Carmelis? According to you, why is it the Rishus HaRabim? So, V'dahavike Chor Rishus HaRabim. The answer is Hasam Lo Nichatashmish. Tehacha Nichatashmish. Then where did I say that the Chor Rishus HaRabim has a din Rishus HaRabim? That's when it's used easily, it's conveniently. So, for instance, if you have a hole in the wall and people can put their packages there as they come by and they can use it as they're going in the street and adjust their loads over there. But here, it's off the main thoroughfare. They have to come in, it's and indent it and come off. It's only when there's an overflow of traffic, it's not used easily or regularly. Over there, he's might it's not a Rishus HaRabim. He only says, Chay Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim is when it's Nichatash Mishay. So we learned previously if a person threw something and he threw it Dalet Amas and Rishus HaRabim is Chayv. If he throws it Lamala Miyud, if it's higher than Yud, then Kazarik Bavir. It's like the Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't extend higher than 10. So it's like he threw it in the air. It's like suspended in air. It's not in the Rishus HaRabim, and he's potter. Lematam Yud Tvachim, but if it's lower than Yud Kezerik Bar, it's just like he threw it on the ground. And he threw Dalet Amas Rishus HaRabim, and he's high. Vahavina, but we ask, my Kezerik Bar, it's below 10. What does it mean? It's like he threw it on the ground. Vahalai Nach, it has to land. So where is it that it landed over here in the Rishus HaRabim? If he threw it against the wall, it presumably would bounce back, and it would bounce back within the Dalet Amas area, not Dalet Amas or more. So why is it considered like he threw Dalet Amas? If he just threw it at something against the wall, presumably it would bounce back and land within the Dalet Amas. It wouldn't have traveled Dalet Amas. We're talking where it did not bounce back because he threw a sticky object like a sticky fig, so it stuck to the wall. So he threw a Dalet Amas and it stuck to the wall, and therefore it's considered Muna like he threw Dalet Amas on the ground. Now, if it's true the way you're saying that the hole in Rishus HaRabim with Kishus HaRabim, Lamali Lukmed Vela Shemena, why do I have to make it case? And when they say that the case is talking in such a far-fetched type of scenario where he threw a sticky object and stuck to the wall, Velukmed Betzor V'chevetz V'nach B'char. If the hole in the wall, according to you, the hole in the wall is considered to be the Rishus HaRabim, why not say he threw it against the wall, it landed in the hole, and therefore it's considered landed in the Rishus HaRabim? So Zimna Mishana, sometimes he answered, Let Shiny Tzur V'chevetz the Mahadav Asi. Sometimes he said no because it's Ruach Hefetz, the likelihood is that it's not going to land mamash in the hole, it'll bounce back. And therefore, it's not such a likely scenario to say that he threw it and it landed in the hole. More likely, it would have bounced back, and therefore, he would not have thrown it dal enamas. Zibn mishanalei because les bechor. And sometimes the answer is we have to be talking where there is no hole in the wall, and that's why he said with the veil shemini. Why is that? Mimai, I'll prove to you that we're talking where there's no hole in the wall. Mimai mediktani reisha, it says in the reisha, zorak lamalam yutvachim, if he threw it higher than tokya, zorak ba'avir, he's potter, it's like he threw it in midair. It didn't land in the Rishus Rabban, the Rishus Rabban doesn't extend higher than 10, and it didn't land in the Rishus Yochid because it didn't land there because it's suspended in air. Rishus Yochid has to be an identifiable area. Now, if you're talking about that there's a hole in the wall, then why would it not be Rishus HaYachid? Then it would not be just Ba'avir, it would be Rishus HaYachid. It landed in the hole. So the hole itself would be an area which would be, it's higher than 10, and it would be landed on in that hole in a specific area. Why is it Ba'avir? It would be considered in the Rishus HaYachid, and he should be chayav for throwing from the Rishus HaRam to the Rishus HaYachid. The Chitim, a Masis in the last Vidalar Allah, perhaps he'll say, no, but to be a Rishus HaYachid, it has to have an area which is at least Dalit al Dalit. And perhaps we're talking about there is a hole, but it's a small hole, and it's not Dalit al Dalit. Now, this is not to be confused with what we just said earlier, that Rav Chisda holds that you do not need a hanach on a makom dalet al dalet. Now this is a subject of discussion which we'll get to shortly, whether it has to land on an area which is dalet al dalet. But however, in order to become a Rishus HaYachid, then certainly everyone agrees that it has to have a dimension of at least dalet al dalet with walls that are 10 high, or an area that's 10 high. But the Rishus HaYachid cannot be an area that's smaller, a dalet al dalet. Now, once you have a Rishus HaYachid, whether it has to land in the Rishus HaYachid on a mokum dalet al dalet, that's the subject of discussion. But to create a Rishus HaYachid, it certainly has to be an area which has dalet al dalet. So maybe you'll tell me there is a hole in the wall, but it's a small hole, it's not dalet al dalet, and therefore it's not a Rishus HaYachid. No, because if a person threw something higher than Yutvachim, and it landed a whole kolshu, even a small hole, it's totally on the machlokes Ramir Rabbana. The Ramir Sabra Chaykikim Lahashlim, Rabbana Sabra ain't Chaykim Lahashlim. Now, the discussion over there is the Gabi Mezuzah. So, in order to have a Pesach, an opening that's Chayv Mezuzah, it has to be 4 by height of 10. Now, let's say you have an arched opening. So it has to come through an arch. Now, at the top of the arch, it doesn't measure 4. So at a height of 10, when it gets to a height of 10, it already narrows. And you don't have the width of 4. So according to the Rabbanan, there's no Chiyuv Mezuzah because you don't have the dimension of a Pesach to Chayv Mezuzah, because by the time it gets to the height of 10, it narrows, and it doesn't have the proper width. But Ramer holds, if we're talking about a wall which has thickness, so you have the thickness of the wall, and in the standard case of a wall in Rishus HaRabim, you do have the thickness that is more than 4. If you have the thickness of the wall, we imagine that this is carved out, so that the Pesach comes straight up, and even though it's arched over here, we view it as being carved out, dug out, hollowed out, and therefore it is wider. We say chaykikim lahashlim, you carve it out to be mashlim the shear, to make the shear complete. So here also, even if you had a small hole in the wall, but if there was a thick wall, we would say according to Ramer, chaykikim lahashlim, we would imagine like it's carved out, and you'd had an area of dalet al dalet. And the standard wall that lines the Rishus HaRabim would have that kind of thickness. So why would we say, if we say that we're talking about a wall that has a hole, why would we say Lamala Miyut? That is Ka'avir, if it would land in a hole, then we would say, according to Rav Meir, chaykikim lahashlman, and would be a rishusay yachid, because we would view it as having the dimensions of dalet al dalet, and it's higher than 10. And stam mishnah is Rav Meir. So presumably we'd be following the shita of Rav Meir. Therefore, that shows you that we must be talking about a wall that does not have a hole. And that's why he said the case is bedvei l'shmeina, it's a sticky fig that's stuck to the wall. So, elo lav shma mina bekoisel deles bechor shma mina, we must be talking with a koisel that does not have a hole. That's why we set sign the case over here by edvei l'shmeina. Gufa marav chesda noz kan reshusi yachid v'zorko nachal gabov. If in reshusi yachid, he's in a fenced-in area, he has a pole, and someone threw something from the reshusi rabim, it landed on the top of the pole, afila gavoya mea machay. It's high, even if it's 100 amas high. It's considered like he threw it from the Rishus HaRam to the Rishus HaYachid. Mivnei Shur Rishus HaYachid, Oilad L'Rakiyam. Lema Rav Chisda Damer K'Rebi. Let's say Rav Chisda holds like Rebbe. The Sanyar Zark V'Nachal Gabi Ziz Kol Shu. If someone threw something and it landed on a protrusion, something that's sticking out, even a small amount, Rebbe Chai V'Chom Paitrim. Rebbe says you're high. So apparently, like we said before, apparently Rebbe says you do not need a hanacha on a makom dalet al dalet. And even though the top of the pole, it's in a Rishus HaYachid, the Rishus HaYachid itself has more than dalet al dalet, but the pole is not dalet al dalet, and he apparently holds that you don't need to have it landed a hanacha on a makom dalet al dalet, as long as it's in a legitimate Rishus HaYachid, the hanacha does not have to be on a makom dalet al dalet. But v'chacham poitrim. So let's say that this is the machlokes. The chacham say you do need a hanocha makom dalet al dalet, and Rebbe says you don't. Amar Abaye, no. Rishus hayachid the kolayim aloi pligi ker Rav Chisda in a rishus hayachid. Everyone agrees to Rav Chisda that you do not need it. Makom dalet al dalet. Elahacha beilan ha'omer rishus hayachid v'noif v'noif l'rishus haramim. But we're not talking in when the total it's completely in the rishus hayachid. We're talking about a tree. If the trunk is in the rishus hayachid, the branch is sticking out into the rishus harabim. V'zorach v'noch a knife, and he threw something and landed on the branch. The Rebbe Sovar Amri Shari Naif Basar Yikra. Rebbe says you view the branch as it's being a part of the trunk. Now, even though the branch itself is in the Rishus HaRabim, but it's subordinate to the main part of the tree, the trunk, which is in the Rishus HaYachid. And just like in Rishus HaYachid proper, you don't need a hanocha on a mokum dalet. Here also, if he threw it on the branch, it's as if he threw it in the Rishus HaYachid. And even though the branch itself is a ziz kolshu, it's not dalet al dalet. But since it's considered part of the Rishus HaYachid, in the Rishus HaYachid, you don't need a mokum dalet al dalet. It's high. Rabbanan sorry, lo yamrin and shari naif and basar ikra. And the Rabbanan say, no, we do not say shari naif and basar ikra. We do not view the branch as being the Rishus HaYachid, and therefore he's potter. However, according to this approach, everyone would agree that in the Rishus HaYachid proper, if it's a pole in the Rishus HaYachid, you do not need, Rav Chisda holds that they both would hold, you do not need a hanacha on makom dalet al dalet. And that's the shita of Rav Chisda. We've explained the Gemara according to the girsa that we have in the Gemara that fits in according to the second pshat in Rashi, but there are other girsois and nuschois which have different pshatim over here.